The topic today that I'm focusing on is Avraham's process of davening for stone. I'll talk about a few different angles about it. At the end of the day, there's a lot of fascinating things to think about it, but you know, I can't cover everything. We can try them. Okay. The first one is, the first piece over here is the Hemek Dover's introduction to Chumash, to Sefer Bereishis.
I had to figure out by Sunday morning.
Okay. Was that a Sefer, Sefer Bereishis, Nikra Priyam Nevi'im, Sefer HaYosher? So it's referred to as Sefer HaYosher. Where do we see it's referred to as Sefer HaYosher? Kedisa Masetha Zabonis Kachovim, Ashtemik Ros, Sefer Yeshua, Haloi Hik Subal Sefer HaYosher. So there's a reference to the Sefer called Sefer HaYosher. Sefer Shemuel, it says, Yermo Lelamid Ben Yudah Keshes, Nik Subal Sefer HaYosher. So there's the Gemara over there in Rabbeinu Zohar grapples with it. There's two references in Tanakh to the Sefer called Sefer HaYosher. What's it referring to? So Mefarash Rabbi Yochanan says Sefer Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shenikra Yeshorim Tzibahu Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yeshorim. Bilam says, I wish I could die the same type of death that the Yeshorim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov would die. So Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov referred to as Yeshorim, and therefore the Sefer HaYosher is the Sefer which talks about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's called Sebrachus, is called Sefer HaYosher. Why is the title Yeshorim the title which describes Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Why is this the title which then was taken to the five describe the Sefer? And why would Bilam want to be like that? So what's the mile? Okay, so what is the word Yashar? So Rashi says over there that that tzaddik is that his actions are proper, and Yashar that people recognize the Yashars of what he's done, the correctness. Shevach Yashar who neman nemer lahatzik dina kadosh baruch hu b'chumah b'sheni shahidor ikeshub salto. It's referring to that there's going to be punishments to Klal Yisrael, and we're going to recognize that we deserve them. We're going to Parash to what I explained over there. Shari Tzadikim and Chassidim Ma'amalei Torah. That, totally looking at Baal Sheni, these people they learned Torah. They did mitzvahs. However, the process of how they interacted with other people was not proper. Okay, and they see the skin of Shabbalim Zazah. Chashas Mishiro Shanoik Shaloy Kedaitom, Meyers Hashem. So what happened is that once they developed their attitude and their shita, how things should be, so they, any person who deviated from the way they did things, automatically they labeled the person with the title of Apikaris, etc.
These are the times of
the Baal Sheni.
Right.
Is
it referring to actual tzedukim who didn't believe in the oral?
Like who's right?
No, he's referring to the Sinas Chinam of Baal Sheni. He says, "What was Sinas Chinam? The Sinas Chinam was this way. He understands it is that there were people because even the chacham and the tzedikim." We're not yosher in the way in their interactions with other people. They were choshed people too much more than they deserved to be choshed them. So immediately, anybody who deviated from their opinion a little bit, he got the title of being of the apikaris.
But maybe it's saying that if you really were a tzaddik of apikaris, then they had seen a skinam against them, and that's the taina that the Hemek Hadavar is making.
No, he's not saying that. I don't think he's saying that. His point is the chashad element. Anybody they saw Shanoik Shaloi Kedaitam Yerus Hashem, they were chosh any person they saw who was not doing exactly like them, they were chosh Jutsuki Apikaris. And that developed, and then there was anarchy. It just became, you know, once you don't trust other, you can't trust other people, so the whole system falls apart. Okay, so as soon as you had somebody who was not like them, they were. Now we're saying that we're putting the Torah at Tziruk Adin, that we're accepting the judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu is deserving. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yashar Hu, Ve'el Tzavot Tzidikim Kehu. Bershom, He's a tzaddik, but he's also a yosher. He doesn't like people who are not yosher. Besides that they do the Ben Adam L'Mokim properly, that the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi is Oiske Cheshbon correctly. Although Bachmim is not Fakrumt, even though they have this wonderful argument, L'Shem Shemayim, the Zegarim Chorban Habriya Harisus Yishav Oritz. We believe in our L'Shem Shemayim, and we want to, further the cause, the ideology of getting it right, but it tramples on other people's rights, care for them, rights, etc. They were tremendously big tzaddikim. They were annoyed with them in a proper way. Because that's what allows the world to function properly. So Avraham Avinu did not like Sodom. He says because of what they've done. That's why Avraham Avinu refused to take any type of in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avraham refused to take any type of matana. He says, what was the issue over there? Avraham took matanas from other people. Rashi says that when he comes to Mitzrayim, he'll get matanas. So, because he says, I don't want you, Sodom, to say that you had any portion in what I am. Because Sodom represented the they were the anti-Avraham. Im calls that, he davens for them in a tremendous way. He wants to maintain them. Okay? The Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, "Ahavta tzedek v'tisna resha, ahavta l'tzedek es b'yersai u'me'anta l'chayavon." Even though they're reshoyim, and even though you hate them, you're still reoyev that you want to find a way that they can be matzed at them in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rishim should allow them to be continued. Right. So one of the point which we're going to try and focus on is: so what's talking about that Avram would want to daven that? We find Ravod Rishayim Rino. We find that the removing the Rishayim from the world is the more says that Rishayim Misal, them dying is Lolahem and Lolahem. It's good for them, it's good for the world. They stop doing Rishus. So what's the glass of lick of keeping them around? Right?
Oh, yeah, by Hashem Sinura.
Right? So why is everyone Rino davening to maintain them?
Right. He goes further to say that he loved them. Or he. Active
to them,
Ba'ava.
I mean, right. He's going to try and push strongly to find what's good for him. We find it's Lot. He was very nice to Lot, even though Lot, was acting totally improper vis-a-vis him. Then he brings that Yitzchak Avinu was despised from Misanov, and Yaakov Avinu, he brings the matter that Yaakov Avinu, Laban was after him. And, Laban is trying, bigger than the call. He knew that Laban was trying to destroy all of Yaakov, everything. Right? So, Laban gives this whole, thing, why'd you run away? He says, the whole rigmarole, he says, he asks, why'd you run after me? It's very nice. V'yichar af Yaakov Balaban, he's angry, and he says, why weren't you nice to me? I'm so angry. Why weren't you nice to me? So Chazal say, the Kapuzin Shalobas, Kapuzin Shalbanim, David Melech, at one point when he talks about, by Shaul's running after him, he turns to Shaul, why are you trying to kill me? He mentioned the word Misa. Right? That's when he's trying to mafia Shaul. Over here it says that Yaakov is angry. And he doesn't, he won't mention the word that you had to kill me. He wouldn't mention Misa. So the Chazal say we prefer the kaptonis of the Ovis than the Mitzvus and Shalabonim. Okay? So, and he was despised to him, and they made a bris afterwards. I mean, it's like, wow, V'chein harba l'malim hilkos ha'ovis b'darach eretz ma'asheh shayach l'kiyum ha'olam ha'miyuchad l'zeh ha'sefer shu sefer ha'briya. This is the sefer ha'briya. It's going to convey for us how to set up a system in the world that it will work, that the briya can function. It's built on a respect and a neimus, a pleasantness vis-a-vis other people. That's why this sefer is called Sefer HaYosher, Amaisa Ovis Bezeh Prat. Then he says Bilam was not like that. Bilam was the opposite. He's trying to destroy a whole ummah, right? So he's despoiled that there's people like that out there. And he says, I wish I could die like them. I'm not sure I want to live like them, but at least I could die like them. You know, that you get the same. That's how he explains the noise here. But, so he brings out this point that Avraham Avinu's tefillah for Sdom was, it was an extraordinary thought process to the point that this is going to be conveyor, the definition of the Sefer. This is Sefer HaYosher. The Yosher being this idea of having this element of interaction with people, proper interaction with people, even the undeservedly so. Okay. I'm going to skip the next piece. It's a piece of Gemara. Next two pages are Gemara and Marsha, which we will get back to look at. I want to focus on a different point before we get back to that. Okay, so page, I guess, 5. It's a piece from Revolva. It's an Ali Shur, actually, in Chelek Aleph. It's also here. They put it in the Sefer on the Chumash. Here, Avraham Avinu was davening for Sdom, etc. So, it's Sugya Shniyah Shav Shulchan Aruch Shal Chesed Shal Avraham Avinu. Sugya Shal Hishtadlus Bad Rishoyim. The next step is, we talked about Avraham Avinu, the first step of Avraham Avinu taking care of the people who he perceived as being, you know, not mechubadim, etc., and the amount that he put himself in them. But now it's like way beyond. He's davening for Rishoyim. L'char b'shilma ha'yav Avraham Avinu tzarek l'ispail al kolkach al Rishoyim. You know, and even if you feel you have to daven for them, like, you know, you make one tefillah, segeit nisht. You know, I say yotze gaven. I can put a feather in my cap. I was a nice guy, and invite the guy. So he davens. He should save all of the krochim. According to Rashi, 50 should save all the krochim. Right, and the Rishon says, "I'm sorry, there isn't 50." He says, "Okay, well, maybe we could do 40." You know, and he apologizes. He understands that it's really improper what he's doing. He makes all apology. You know, like, you know, the Rishon said, "No, you know, you made it, you tried, and then, you know, move on with life." No. Now, I'm going to talk about a goy, but this musig that you just wipe the guy out. We have in the Torah, there's a musig by a molech of the there's a concept of micha shmoy. But beyond that, there's no such concept of micha shmoy. Okay, so he brings the following story. I'm not going to read the story inside, but he brings the following story. The story, a lot of elements of the story are fascinating. He says that Simple Zisel was known that he was a not well person, and he was very pale because of his illnesses, etc. He was very pale. On Shabbos, he had a ruddy, healthy complexion. Every Shabbos. The Neshami Yisrael of Shabbos made him look healthy. One Shabbos, he looked vachadik. And you know, everybody was like, "Hey, like, what's wrong?" But they were all like too uncomfortable to like even ask. Finally, Motzi Shabbos, after Avdolah, the altar gives a krechs, and he says there was the person in Peretz Smolenskin died. He says, "Who was Peretz Smolenskin?" Peretz Smolenskin was one of the maskilim. He was an anti-religious person. He worked tirelessly to destroy religion, take people away off the derech. That was what he did with his life. All right, so the guy's gone. Baruch Hashem, chaste Hashem. You know, like let's make a party. And Rav Dalta says the neshama ziyid came to Shemayim now. Right, and I pushed the whole Shabbos. I was just thinking about the pain of the neshama standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and the pain of the neshama bothered me so much. I couldn't feel Shabbos. That was the story with Al. He says, you know, The Nesiyah, the Noisa Ba'al, he was possibly feeling the pain of the Neshama. He says, we wipe this guy, Baruch Hashem, Yimach Shemay B'Zichroi, and he's sitting there, Oyvei, I feel bad for the person. Right? So, that was the Avraham Avinu was the first one who did this for us. Okay, now, what exactly did Avraham Avinu do? So there's a beautiful piece over here from Rav Dessler. Before I do Rav Dessler, I want to do a piece from Moshe. Now, if you feel there are elements of modern political commentary in this piece, that's not my fault. I didn't happen to pick the piece, but it's very, very, very relevant. Now, Masha Ravino Hispalo Kolkach, it's in the next page on the right column. Yigash Aram Yomer Aftispe. Masha Ravino Hispalo. This is from Moshe Feinstein. They were his enemies. The more says that if the people gave stock, they would kill them. He wasn't the accuser. He was a nice guy. If you do it because you're a nice guy, when somebody's your enemy, you kill him. If somebody says, I have a shita being a nice person. You don't have my shita? I hate you and I will kill you. I thought you were a nice guy. What happened? Because it's a personal issue. So a personal issue, I feel threatened by you, so I will attack you. My ideology is being nice, but not for you, the guys like you. We call a shita shabu olam, but like we know from all the ideology that the shaloshin rashita who chesed v'maisim hei ritzicha v'chomos. What they say is beautiful, but what they do is horrible. Okay, the applications, the modern applications are very, very obvious. El chesed shal Avraham Avinu hu me'atara shu emes. His chesed was neveya from the hashkofa of the Torah. Chet eno son es oimrim v'lechlim negdoi. He doesn't hate them. El mavaka sheyichyu, ach yetiva darkam. What he wants is they should live and they should get better. If there's tzaddikim, it's kedai that they should live because there's a good chance that they'll be able to change them. So why do you just stop and brush him? Why do you need tzaddikim there? He says, because tzaddikim is a way to say that there's a hope that they should be able to live and do tshuva. And that I would like for them much more than they should die. Even right now, if there's tzaddikim there, they're not listening to the tzaddikim. But you know what? Eventually it penetrates. One person changes, two people change. But Charlie, he's zero. I feel like I'm running because we're saying, now, tell him I what? But we have to be worried about what they're going to do. And we have to kill them out to protect ourselves. No. But Charlie, he's zero. I feel like I'm running because we're saying, but shield, had solace on them. The reason why you kill a murderer is not to protect people. If that's the issue, the Russian will take care of that. I have no right to go take somebody's life to protect people. That's not the goal. You're not going to destroy this city because they're dangerous. There is a concept of misa for Averis. It's not because we're worried about the results. Is because Ra doesn't should not be in the world. He davened because he was hoping that they'd be able to do tshuva. Let's go back to the Gemara, page 3 and 4, and the Marsha. So Morris is a story. More brachas. So it's at the top of the page over there by the two dots, four lines down. How to bring yarni the habi v'shivu say to the mayor. There was these very wild people which lived in the Remeir's neighborhood. They really bothered him a lot. They were constantly bothering him. Right? Every day he went to davening, he went to yeshiva, then they would make fun of him, hit him, bother him, jeopard him. Habakkuk rachmi, remei rachmi, aluye, keheicha deli musu. Yidam Rosh, please just get rid of them, please. I can't deal with it anymore. They should die. Amalei Bruya devesu, so Remeir was married to Bruya. So Remeir's wife, Bruya, said to Remeir, my daitcha, what are you thinking? What's your basis that you would condemn such a thing? Meshub l'ksiv, yitam ha-chatoyim in Oritz, that Russia will remove sin from the world. So get rid of these guys, get rid of these sinners. Memi ksiv koitim, chatoyim ksiv. It doesn't say the sinners, it says sins. And void shuffle the same, look at the apostle. So if you time, if it's the people gonna die, so obviously Rosh Hashanah. What's it saying? Kimin the Yitama Khatoyim Rosh Hashanah, El Boy Rachmi Luye de la Hajra Bachuba and Rosh Hashanah. So let them live, but they should do chuba, and mail them, won't be no Rosh Hashanah anymore. That's how you should do. So the verse says, Boy Rachmi Luye Bahadra Bachuba. See, daven for them, they should do chuba, and they tag in the chuba. Okay. Right, well, so he accepted his wife's sorrow. Right?
Difficult story.
Comes to Marsha.
Especially the last part.
Comes to Marsha on the next page. Okay. The second piece on Yud Amun Aleph, Chatzayim Ksiv. So he gets involved in the first part, deals with that, what's the word, the difference between the word chaytim and the word chatoyim, dikto kishus, etc. So I'm not going to get involved in that. Okay. Yesh la'ayim is that. Now, hidam, they should do tshuva. Yesh la'ayim, it's about halfway through this piece. Yesh la'ayim is that. We have to ask a question on this. The vani ba'adam ha'mavakash rachim al-atzimai la'zir b'tshuva. Person davens for himself to do tshuva. I need help doing tshuva. Nicha, it makes sense. Dalvagav the kol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. So what do you have to Hashem to help you do tshuva? Bereshim says everything. Oh, I run the whole world, but one thing I leave over to you: the decisions, whether to serve me or not. You're shemayim. So Bereshim says I need help with tshuva. Bereshim says, excuse me, I gave that's your job. So what does it mean that we're going to daven for tshuva when the kol b'dei shemayim? The answer is, Hare Amru. So, but the Russian does say, even though, but I'm willing to help. If you really want something, you made the decision, you want the Yerushalayim, I will help you. Right? I'm sorry. So the answer is, by you davening sincerely means you're saying that you want it. Okay, I'll help you. That's not a stira to the Russian saying, Bechira is up to you. You used Bechira. You chose to desire it. You chose to ask for help. You chose that you want this. And this, it's very difficult to change. So the verse says, I will help. That I understand. So I asked the verse to intervene in this guy's life. He hasn't made any decision that he's interested in. I asked the verse to intervene in his life. So, I said, what do you want from me? I can't. I left. Bechir is up to him. Okay. You know, we're telling ourselves, Beaker, and we're saying other people also. So that's his question. There's an answer, and it's easy to figure out. End of thought. Doesn't tell you what it is. But he says there's an answer. So that's good to know. And the Moshe says that it worked. Okay, so Moshe is saying that's really what Avraham Avinu was trying to do by storm. It wasn't just let them live. It's let them live in a way that they'll be able to, that they'll be doing tshuva, etc. Now, I didn't say it as a tefillah, the Moshe was trying to intervene. He's saying, if you will let them live, the nature of living with tzaddikim is that eventually the people will do tshuva, or it could do tshuva. Therefore, it's kedai to let them live because of that possibility. Even though right now they deserve to die, but I'd rather have them, like the Moor says, don't ask they should die, ask that they should do tshuva. So Rav Meir says, I'm not going to necessarily ask you to intervene in the tshuva, but practically, if there's a tzaddikim b'tzarecha here, it's a very good chance it's going to happen. So in that sense, it's a similar thought. But comes on Rav Dessler addresses this issue. He talks about it in a few places. I think I found four places where he talks about it. I only put two in the packet, I think. Okay. Page 181. So this is in Metzliel Chelik Beis. So he asked a question. That we find things which seem to take place, which seem at some level to be a Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means the lack of proper recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and the Zohar says that the word Chilul Hashem, the root of the word is from the word Chalal. Chalal is a void. So if I go through the world perceiving Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there, that's a Chalal, that's a Chilul of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is to, we don't necessarily obviously see Kadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is to inject more presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. That's Kiddush Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is when we perceive the void as being a void, like it's not there. Or worse, you make the void even greater. That's Chilul Hashem. So his question is, at the beginning of the parasha, I mean, can you imagine, like, you know, the Shekhinah is there, and you run away? Is that Chilul Hashem? Shlomo Melech, you know, builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he says his tefillahs, and they bring the Aron, and the Aron comes, the Aron fills up the whole Beis HaMikdash to show the Baruch Hu has brought his presence to the Beis HaMikdash. You say, oh, interesting. You know what? Let's go do something else. And it's a mitzvah, right? We'll make it, you know, like, you know. So, because I'll say it's, but isn't there, at some level, it seems to be an element of a Chilul Hashem. How do we understand that? So first thing I said is, top of the page. Coming near it, Chasham Kichil Hashem, L'Kash Baruch Hu, L'Chakas, Kaviyach, Ba'em, Hashros HaShchina. There seems to be an element of Chilul Hashem over here. Oh, Yesh Bechidus, Esas Hashem, Feret HaRasech. There are moments when, yes, we're going to do something with some level, is not perfect, because at some level it is. It's necessary. Kehetter k'sivas Tarshu Bal Peh. Tarshu Bal Peh was not supposed to be written. Chazal were matir based on this pasuk, because even though we're doing something which is improper, the other result is worse. The positive benefits allow it to be. Now, we can't make that decision ourselves, but Chazal could. Chen mashon noigam listaneyo lenagam betfila. Kehle ora kabana. We shuckle during davening. Now, tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei is immediately lifnei HaMelech. Now, if we truly understand the immediately lifnei HaMelech, you sit in front of the Melech, if he starts moving around all these weird ways, he chops off your head. It's quite insulting to the Melech that the guy's like weird. Right?
You're going to say that. But they used to say that Imam, you're having a conversation with the king, and the guy once asked you, he says, but nobody talks like that.
That was a different question. He asked you how the pace, like, you know, the issue of the pace, like, you know, hello, king, how are you? I mean, we don't talk like that to somebody. So, Baruch Atah Hashem, like, so what's this pausing thing over here? All right, that's what he asked, but that's the Bachar one time asked me. I once had a Baal Bas ask me, this shuckling thing drives him crazy. He says, you don't talk. I don't like my son. Imagine my son walks into me and says, you know, Dad, I want to talk to you. I'm like, Dad, I want to talk to you. Will you please stop moving? It's not Derek Herod's. So that's where he asked the question. When we compare davening to walking into a king, also the guy starts, you know, loud and soft and singing, and, you know, like the whole, I mean, we're quite down, quite strange. If you if you think about it, you know, comparing it to the concept of you know, because Rosh Hashanah is also meeting with the Melech. You know, the Chazan is standing with the Melech, and he's singing songs, and everybody's bumping and like this, and they're jumping up and down and clapping, and all, like, you know, it's strange.
It depends where you go, by the way. Also.
What
in Nar Shalom in Yerushalayim, in Nar Shalom, and over there in near the Shuk.
Yeah,
it's complete silence. Like nobody's moving.
Yeah, I understand. but the Maaser, we find such a concept. Al Shabbat Kenyan Hu. The Ikar Kiddush Hashem is on the higher level of the clarity of where of connecting to Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's a higher level. And if in that olam, in that level of existence, you accomplished a truly beneficial Kiddush Hashem, the fact that in a lower level, in a lower existence, it seems to be not positive, that's not important to us. Which is the tachlis, the purpose. Okay. Therefore, that's the answer to Rav Avinu, even in this world, where the idea that leaving the Shekhinah, but that the Avraham Avinu should be was moisher nefesh for Achlos Adorachim, which Avdi Ben Azara, because he recognized that's the Hanhagah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted to bring the Hanhagah of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the whole Bria. If this specific act seems like Chilul Hashem, but the overall accomplishment of changing the world, the depth of the understanding of the world, that is definitely is acceptable. Next pair. Was that Yisparah? Gam Kenin Yitzvil to Avraham Avinu Al Stein Bamara Shalom Yiniyam Yigiyam Ha'inish L'chart Tzarech Bir. What you're talking first time, hello, you see, keeping these people around creates chil Hashem. Like, so the Brahman is asking, Rosh, listen, I want you to please leave over these people who hate you and do things badafka against you because you're there, Rabbanim, it's kind of leaving, but and they mamash are messing up all of the Kiddush Hashem and the whole Bria. Please leave them. So Rosh said, which I'm like, you know, so you want to be Michal my name? These people are chil Hashem. You want to call my name? What are you asking? Okay. And even if you tell me the Tzar Tzadikim, so there was hundreds of thousands of Rishoyim over there. Okay. Ablin Yinhu. Next paragraph. Shetivil Shashal Avram Avinu Lo Vashal Nova Michesed Tor. Ki Atfilo Amitis Hoya Bitri Hashifa. This tefillah was his desire. Even the person who's totally undeserving, you want to give them chaim. That's what the Chesed HaTorah says. As long as there's life, there's something of value there. There's hope. I mean, this is it. This is the last moment. You're taking away any opportunity of this person to ever correct himself and get better. It's a horrible moment. And a person who has a true desire for chesed can't be saved at that moment. He was willing to be misakin and talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way which the Rosh would be angry at him. And he would lose his, he might die, or he might lose Olam Haba. He wanted to give chayim to them to such an extent he was willing to do that. They're going to undermine his efforts. And still he davened for them. So the Bereshit was willing to give to somebody who totally doesn't deserve it is a gili of a tremendous chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a Kiddush Hashem. At some level, seems like a Kiddush Hashem. But if you think about it, that the Russians are willing to be mischassid with such a group, is a tremendous chesed. Covered to the Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Baruch Hu is willing to, his means that chesed goes so far. That, you know, there's like different ways of seeing the same thing. Shiva Ruchaim one time said over, like, when he would talk about the war, he went through the war, you know, so he said the war was a Gwal and Kiddush Hashem. The war was a Kiddush Hashem. How's the war Kiddush Hashem? It taught us very clearly what Avera is and what Din is. See, now you know what Einish is. It was a Kiddush Hashem. Like most people walk out, you know, but where's God? It's a Chil Hashem, you know, like, you know, we lost. And he's saying Kiddush Hashem. Because if you think deep into it, there's a, if you can connect into the higher level what's really going on, there's a major message here. That's what Dasa says over here. And he says a different piece, which is, adds another connection to it, which I'm not going to do the whole thing inside. But he introduces an interesting idea that the, even Misa, the goal is not to stop them doing Averis, the goal is a tikkun for the gam which has been created. Onshim by Kodesh Baruch Hu are not revenge, and they're not protection, they're tikkun. Every neshama has done something wrong, we need to be mitaken, we need to fix the damage. If I can accomplish another way to fix the damage, I don't need to give an onish. Okay. That's what he writes in page 86, in the paragraph. Kol osin misrachesh and habir hu. Bir hu shekol and sheshamayim boim l'sakan l'chatoin. The sheshamayim come to fix the problems. Kol chait garam l'historis kvodi yisboru. Every chait creates a barrier between us and recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tikunu sheyigrim l'gili kvodi yisboru v'mokam ha'hester. If I can be megala Kadosh Baruch Hu and break through that barrier, so I fix the problem. So onshim are a form of gili kvoidos. So it comes out that the chait, instead of being a vehicle for distance and blockage and barrier, becomes a vehicle for gili. Because through that we become greater awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. An awesome thought. Till the tzaddik were in Russia. Asha al yada yishayv tzaddik lasus chesed im harasha. So what is he saying? I want to do chesed with this person who was undeserving. Mahava gili kodi yisbarach gadol v'niska. That's if the Russian will listen. That's a tremendous kvoid of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kikol b'chira b'tayva hino gili kvar yisborach b'chira b'maisa shal chesed b'masiris kazeh hino gili oyos anala. Every time a human being chooses to do the proper thing and toiv, he brings more presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Avraham Avinu choosing to daven for such people because that's the meaning of chesed which exists is a tremendous kiddush Hashem, right? Presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Me'achash v'simus gili is that. Hivu chatoya rishon. Where did this kiddush Hashem come from? The worse Anshei Sdom were, the more chesed is nisgala of Rav Avinu's action, and more kvod shemayim is nisgala when he asked for such a thing. That there's a human being in the world who can see beyond his frustration and his goals and see chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the nth degree. Wow, kiddush Hashem. So the worse Anshei Sdom were, the more gili kvod yisborach will take place when Avraham asks for it. Now, shekein heim garmu latzadik lisaru in the tefillah v'lechasta. Boy, so it comes out their aveira created kiddush Hashem. So it's a tikkun; it fixes the aveira. Ki garmu legili b'makam ahester shenas al yadam. She means tzrichim l'shem l'tikkun b'derech shalaynish. Now, furthermore, Kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu Mali's Bakasha the Tzaddik, Umatzel's Rishami Rasim. So imagine what happens over here. So now the Bereshit listens. And the tzaddik, who's intimately aware of that, has a greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of that. And see how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So the tzaddik is nis'ala in his understanding of the Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out, Yen Arasha was really, you know, a good guy. He really accomplished a tremendous amount.
Is it possible that the point is that God creates a world full of imperfection, imperfect people, and, you know, and like, you know, on all, like, everywhere, on all different levels. So like, that's like the claw. That's the claw. Like, that's the general matzah. That's the general situation.
That is true, but there's madrigas and madrigas. Like the average person, like you said, he's imperfect, but he still might become more perfect. So let's keep him around. You know, that would be our natural inclination, right? But Ante Sturm, you know, there on madriga, Yudei Rebbeinu is kind of limited by. So, I mean, you have to sense it's a kosher of a title. Chazal said of them, the Yudei Rebbeinu. You know, Chazal didn't say about me that I'm a Yudei Rebbeinu because I'm not called Yudei Rebbeinu. To get the title being Yudei Rebbeinu is quite a madriga, and I mean, it's kind of limited by. It's like, wow, you know.
That's a Malik, right?
Malik could be. I'm not sure where Malik fits in compared to Stom. I don't know, but along those lines.
But that's the class definition of Malik. Yodea be
it doesn't say it's specifically by a Malik. It says it by Nimrud. It says it by Anshe Stom, but it doesn't say it by a Malik specifically. Okay, now, so it comes like this. Kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu Mael is because of the tzaddik and matzal is a Roshami Rosam. There's a shub gilik godol mekaras taiva harbe lakuja brichu shesheveo liba shal tzaddik. The person feels such a gabalda, the tzaddik feels such a gabalda akaras the taiva Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is why to Kiddush Hashem. The person says, chasei Hashem a bilti mugbolim. But there is a zem wa ila tila sa tzaddik ba'al chabera. So when I daven for somebody else, it comes out what I'm really davening for is that I should grow in my avodah. Because when the Bereshim answers so and so that he should become the Bereshim is mischasim with so and so, I will have a greater Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and therefore I'm going to grow. Kimishu nasa kli lalias atzadik begilui midas achesed rakaros atayvul Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kachu yilat tefilas remeir el shchein of a briyanim shiasur tshuva. And his appearance Kadosh Baruch Hu yalas and kudos bechira shalehem. So now he says a fascinating thing. So here, like that. So on Remeir's part, like Remeir is like has, you know, I mean, if I can make Remeir more contemporary, he may be blown away, right? Like, you know, imagine you daven with people, and also they do tshuva, and also they start putting on tefillin every day, and they daven and they learn 17 hours a day. Like, wow, like whoa, you just say, you know, it works. Tefillin works. People can do tshuva. The brush was viskase. The brush, you know, like. Remeir's avoido went to a higher madrig of being seeing the time of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Remeir is davening for himself, as it were. That's very nice, but the mice of the person was still there was intervention into their life that they're not choosing this. So he says that he throws in a one liner. Now the truth is, bechira, the person doesn't take away charge. Bechira. What you're choosing between might change. You're always choosing. The Vilna Gaon was choosing between battling 6 minutes a year or 7 minutes a year. That was his Bechira. You have a person who breaks into the house and he's choosing between murdering the occupant of the house and not murdering the occupant of the house. We have, well, most people are not choosing between that, but they're choosing between, should they say Lashon Hara or not say Lashon Hara. So the tefillah wasn't really to take away their bechira. The tefillah was to change what they're choosing about. The Russian should be ma'ala than the kudus of bechira. The point of bechira shouldn't be about such coarse things. It should be about, you know, yes, they'll stop chepping her mayor and hitting her mayor and, you know, saying happy courses, etc. And now the issue is, will they die with kavana or not? Right? That's what they're grappling with. So they still have bechira. So, but he throws it in, but he says, but the eker right that Remeir has to intervene, as it were, in their life is because Remeir will be nisala because of it. So that's how we understand Avram's tefillah. Avram is going to go in. Avram can daven that the Bereshim should save Stoim because there'll be a tremendous gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it will obviate the need for the punishment being a way to balance out the world and give cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu again. So we can get the exact same cover a different way. So we don't have to destroy them. And then the goal, like Rashi said, because they're dangerous? We don't need them because they're dangerous. Right? We need to do them because we need to remove the ra. Well, we can remove the ra, as it were, in a different way. Rashi's connection was, let them live and they might do tshuva. Avraham's point was, Rashi's point is, the actual tefillah and the acceptance of the tefillah, that the Rashi will do such a chesed, that itself brings such a gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, that it accomplishes, we don't need to, it'll outweigh the negativity which they're producing. That's what he says. Okay, I just want to touch on one more thing over here. The Chazal learned out a lot of the halachas of tefillah from this tefillah of Avraham. He davened. He got up in the morning. He went and davened. This is chakras. He did it, but he was commanded to philosophy, etc. Okay. So there's a piece of the Maror Diskin over here, which you should all jump on me. That it doesn't seem to make sense, but okay. His davening didn't work.
Right.
So what do you accomplish with the davening? So it's like the Chazal, the Torah, gives you the source of the halachas, the tefillah, a tefillah which didn't work. Like that's the tefillah which you're going to use as the Hecha Timsa to teach you about davening. Like the tefillah which doesn't work. So this is what he asks. Om ma'amasu kach, the Torah, he nitzchis. V'chol tefillah shalom ravino alav shalom, lo shomu reikam chas shalom. So if this tefillah is nikva in the Torah, it wasn't a one-time story. This koyach of tefillah exists for all of the generations. Avraham Avinu's tefillah is still being poiled. That we start acting like stoim, the version of the Hazar Chmonas on the stoimniks. That instance of stoim, you know what, Taka didn't work out. But that the tefillah was empty, the tefillah wasn't empty. Look at the next page. This is the quote from a medrash over here. Yesh tefillah ananis lar boyim yon. Then the matter shows Yeshil Shuhinanis the Mayashana. Yeshil Shuhinanis the Tishim Shana. Shwanim Shana. Shishim Shana. Right? So, tefillahs take time to be answered. So now he brings the story over here like this, that the Chazon Ish, the last thing he dealt with, the Chazon Ish in general shied away from being involved, directly involved in the public issues. He would give his psak, etc. But he was, the issue of Sherut Lumi, he was very much against. He felt that that was undermining, the goal of it was to undermine the authority of the parents over the children and to bring them into the camp of an ideology which was not necessarily the Torah ideology and decide for them what's right and what's wrong and undermine all of their chinuch. That was the goal. And he felt it was Sherut Lumi was usher, etc. And he made tremendous feeler rallies, etc. against it. At the end of the day, Shirut Lemi was put into position. So, that they asked the Chazon Ish, that this took place, he was nipped in 54, it took place in 54. They asked the Chazon Ish, what happened with all the tefillahs? So he said that they weren't answered. There was a tremendous tefillah rallies, etc. That tefillah never gets lost. Tefillah is always there. If it doesn't get answered right away, It hangs out in the air. The Russian will answer at a different point in time. Right. Tefillah can answer after 100 years, right?
But the Marshal was saying tefillah is really is just it's like an expression of reminding yourself what you really want. It's not we're asking Hashem because Hakol b'dishamayim chutz mirat shamayim. We're not Hashem is not gonna like if I mean.
Well, the Mishnah doesn't answer his question over here. The Mishnah doesn't say what his answer is. He just says that we can answer the question how tefillah over here worked. Let's do the tshuva. Right? So he says like this. The Pritzadik writes, he should go that's what this Pritzadik says. The Sasemis writes like this. He has many parts. If some things you're doing right, I use a lot of my body for the wrong things. I have 365 gidim and 200. I have 613 parts in my body. If I use 10 for the good things and 603 for the bad things, Barashim will be matzing it. That's Rambam's tefillah. Because each person, the Torah refers to each person as an ir katana. It's a small city. Then he brings the Beis Yisrael, which is the Beis Yisrael, the Sosemus' grandson. V'shem v'boiker el l'makayim. L'diya gad l'maylas ha'tefillah. Sha'af shekinir l'pol v'ruminu tefillah sh'as ostayim. Im kozea, he got up the next morning, he'd have a right to... Shlonach mitfilosa. Bemas ain't shum tefillah chazeres. Reikam, mulai Paul, aloit al deras aboyim. The tefillahs, they had an impact. Just let me end off with one thought. There's a chosher by the name of Rabbi Zil Tauber. He's not so well known nowadays. He's, in the 70s, 80s, he was speaking all over the place. In the 90s, so people heard of him. Nowadays, they don't hear about him tomorrow. So,
special Jew.
So Rabbi Tauber was speaking to a group of people that they were not able to have children, and it was an hour and a half drasha. In the middle of the drasha, he said the following thought. He built based on a morale, etc. That the Rashi in Parshas Bereishis says that till Avraham came and saw the need for rain, no rain came. See, but the morale builds. He said that nothing happens in this world without a tefillah. Any ashpah of Torah which comes in a bria, it's because a tefillah took place. Now, there's people who get Torah without davening. So how does it work? The answer is, there are tefillahs of other people. He says, but in Olam Haba, you only get to take with you that which you got through the proper channels, that you daven for it. So a person, has 15 children, he comes to Shemayim, they say, the mitzvah the child does helps the father. He says, yeah, your two boys are really helping you a lot. He says, two boys, I have 15 kids. No, you didn't daven for 13 of them. two of them you daven for. Those two are yours. The other 13 you didn't daven for. They're not yours. So what are they doing? Doesn't count for you. And he says, now, so where they come from? So a person is nifter, he doesn't have any children. He comes from, he says, your 3,000 kids are really doing a lot of mitzvahs for you. 3,000 kids? I don't have any kids. Well, there's 3,000 children came to the world through your tefillahs. They went to this person, to that person, this person, but they're yours because you daven for them. So what they do is yours. That's what he said. It's a mind-boggling thought. The tefillahs don't go reikam. The Bershom takes them and puts them where they need them. Right now, this couple, whatever reason, the Bershom does not give him, but it doesn't mean the tefillah they're davening is doesn't accomplish. Right. I remember I had a young man came to me. Lord Lanley, people, this was in the 70s or the 80s. There was a lot of gedolim were very sick. You would daven, they would be nifter.
Didn't work.
What?
It didn't work.
He says, and then here's somebody else is sick. He says, I have no chesed to daven because I know it's not going to work. It didn't work the last three times. Why should it work this time? So I said, Rosh Hashanah, I don't know that what Rosh wants to accomplish. I don't know, but the musa that a tefillah is. The tefillah affects you, number one, and number two, it has an impact on the bria. The person uses tefillah, a big Kabbalah, the person uses tefillah as a way to turn on and turn off the faucets of hashpah to the bria. And how the person decides where he wants to put it, that's his business. I can't tell him what to do. I can daven it. The final thought is, there's a I heard this idea from Rabbi Yisrael Miller. formerly of Pittsburgh, now in Calgary. Right? So the matter says Parah Hikriv. Right? So Parah's coming close to Klai Yisrael by the Yamsuf, right? Vayitzakur leDavid. So the matter says like this. It says Moshel, there was a matronisa achas, this matron, you know, who was in danger, and there was Blitzen coming to attack her, and then somebody came along and saved her, and you know, and she was, you know, it was like so wonderful, etc. The Yom Yomim decided he wants to marry the savior wants to marry the woman. He comes over, she doesn't talk to him. Then she's talking to him. Says okay. So he gives some thought to what he can do. So he goes back to the listing. He says, listen, you know, this lady takes her walk every day. I want to hire you guys to attack her. And just at that moment, you're about to attack. I'll come riding up my white steed, and I'll save her, and she'll scream out, save me, and I'll be able to marry her. And the next day, she's walking along, and all of a sudden, the listing jump out, and she's, help! And then, oh, then he comes around and says, oh, thank you so much. Please marry me. I'll marry you. Good. That's Zot Marshalim. In the Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael davened the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now they left Mitzrayim. They're not davening anymore. Everything's good. Rosh says, Hashmini is Kodesh. I want to hear you davening. Klai Yisrael says, okay, Parah, here's the deal. I need to hire you. I want you to chase after the Jews. Scare them out of their minds. They'll daven and I'll hear their voice and I'll be able to come and save them. Right? I can't medrash. Vosh Tate medrash. Tate medrash that Klai Yisrael said by Yamsuf. Scared out of their wits, and it's a mirage. It's a mirage. That's what the matter is saying. There's no danger. No. Nothing to worry about. The goal here wasn't that they should be killed. There's no danger at all. It's just to scare them out of their wits. They should daven. And the whole thing is a mirage. That they should daven. The whole goal is just to daven. See, then we live through many things in our life, and the whole purpose of it is the tefillah. So you want to know, why doesn't it go away? Because apparently we need more tefillah. Because the goal wasn't the item, the goal was the tefillah. So we understand that that's the goal, so you know, we're backwards. There's a problem, and there's a solution called tefillah, which are, another round, there's a goal called tefillah, that's the problem, we're not davening. And this is a hekatimsa for the tefillah. That's, so there's a lot of different lessons over here going on in this fascinating story of Rome with Simon. That just very 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 briefly, we saw the lacuna of Rome Sanhaga with Rishoyim, the care that he has and the love he has for the Rishoyim and the yashras that he has with that. We saw this idea for Ramosha that a mitzvah of chesed, which comes from the based on the Torah, not from ideologies, doesn't degenerate into hatred to somebody who's different than you. And the result is that I want to give you Chayim an opportunity to still do tshuva, and that's why Davna Shemit Tzadikim over there. The tefillah of a tzaddik for a Rasha works because the when the chesed is given to the Rasha, it generates by the tzaddik a greater awareness, and that itself is a tikkun and removes the need for unshim, and it also generates a nekuda of a covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I'm davening from a betzim for my own needs of growth, not for you. And I have right to daven for my own needs of growth. And that's why it's not a problem. I'm davening for somebody else to do tshuva. I'm davening that I should grow through this process. That's really what's happening. And this last point, that tefillah is did the tefillah accomplish? So the Maril Dissin says, tefillah never gets lost. That's what this idea is saying over here. And that is the paradigmatic example of tefillah, to think, don't be discouraged. Avraham Avinu gets up the next morning, goes davening. Yeah. Like this, I daven, my kish goes out, city's wiped out, big cloud, all this, you know, okay, time for shachris. Shachris, I'm not doing shachris anymore. Avraham gets up the next morning, weiter, get weiter. Because you understand that the tefillah is never carries a reikom. It'll be used, it'll be answered in the future generations. It's there, part of the Torah, it's there to be able to accomplish. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.